And now we'll leave the government in the United States and travel across the globe to a very recently formed democracy, Tunisia. Tunisia stands alone among the nations that went through the Arab Spring revolutions in successfully forging and sustaining a democratic government after toppling a dictator. The new documentary, A Revolution in Four Seasons, follows two young Tunisian women, one secular and one Islamist, through the post-revolution era, as they each pursue their passion for a democratic future for their country. The movie was filmed over 4 years and weaves the personal and political journeys of the two women into the fabric of Tunisia's history in the making. KALW's Jen Chien sat down with San Francisco-based filmmakers Jesse Dieter, who wrote and directed the film, and Sarah Mamouri, who co-produced and co-edited, to talk about what it was like to follow these women's stories.
How did you start working on this film together, A Revolution in Four Seasons?
It actually began with Sarah. I was a Fulbright scholar living abroad when the events happened in Tunisia. And Sarah concurrently was in the States, and she met a man named Bassem Bouguerra.
Yeah, there was right after the beginning of the Arab Spring, there was a panel that was held at UC Berkeley where they brought a bunch of people in to talk about what was going on in the Arab world. It was a bunch of different things that started happening in different countries. And this guy, Bassem, had been living in the States for a while. He's Tunisian, and he was thinking of quitting his job at Yahoo to move back to Tunisia to see what he could do to help rebuild after the revolution. And I thought he was pretty interesting, so I passed his info along to Jesse.
You should start making a film about this guy?
We weren't sure.
We weren't sure who was going to do what and what roles were what. But then we ended up, we were planning to meet in Tunisia that summer anyway. And so Sarah, myself, and Bassem all ended up in Tunisia at the same point in time. And then Sarah and I think both, based on that initial interview with him, were really excited by him. And then we became more excited, actually, by his then-girlfriend, Emna. And it was really important for me as an American journalist to also get the perspective of an Islamist woman, because I thought that one of the questions of the revolution here was what to do with the Islamists who'd been disenfranchised all these years under Ben Ali. And that kind of launched the story.
So you kind of happened upon Emna, who is your secular character of the two main women in the film. How did you find Jawara?
Jawara was actually through, we literally went to Nahda, the leading Islamist party, and said, who of the women you know in any leadership capacity would be interested in letting us
follow them around?
Yeah, because we didn't want to do anything secretive or anything. You know, we wanted to be very, I believe in being very transparent. I think Sarah and I both are, you know, trained as under that brand of journalism, and we wanted someone who'd be open. And Jawara was the only one of the, we kind of had an auditioning process, and she was the only one of those several women we initially met who invited us back to her home, a fairly traditional home in the south of the country. And so I took my whole family there with three children and during Ramadan. So they let us, they shared, you know, they were very open, and they shared, you know, that very traditional Ramadan wonderful meal with my entire family.
And it was awesome, because when Jesse first met her, she was just the, I think, youth coordinator volunteer. She was super low level, and then it was three months later that she began this process of getting involved with the elections and running for a seat in the Constituent Assembly,
and she won.
Yeah,
so you started following her before you knew kind of where she would be going, that she'd be in the center.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Building this new democracy. Yeah, lucky break.
Yeah.
We had several, we didn't know that Emna and Jawara were going to get married concurrently and get pregnant concurrently,
right,
and have baby girls within a couple of weeks of each other.
It's pretty amazing the way that the two women whose political identities are so on opposite ends of the spectrum, how their personal lives just paralleled each other. It's like, did you think about that? Like, this is a gift from God. This film was meant to be. How did you? What were we thinking?
We definitely felt incredibly lucky. It was just serendipitous that this all kind of things just kept falling in line and happening that way.
We talked just a little bit about your two main characters. Let's just hear a little bit from each of them. And we're going to hear from them about midway through the film, maybe a little more than midway through the film, at a point where it looks like Tunisia's fledgling democracy may be crumbling. There's a lot of conflict happening. First, let's hear from Jahora.
I see it as a mission, as a national duty. I feel it's a burden. Maybe because I am very young. Maybe I am very idealistic. But it's too difficult to be in such a very critical period in the history of your country. Tunisian people and the Arab people and the Muslim people in general, they deserve democracy and they can live in a democratic atmosphere. I have to give my people this hope.
Let's hear a bit from your other main character, Emna, and we'll also hear in this clip her husband, Bassem, who, as you said, was kind of the original impetus for making this film.
Tunisia was not ready for democracy, but there is no country, I think, ready for democracy before a revolution. I can regret a lot of things, but not the revolution.
Bringing down the dictator was, we thought it's the hardest thing, but actually ended up being the easiest thing. The hardest thing is actually to build democracy. The hardest thing is to live up the ideas that we dreamed of when we had dictator.
So it struck me while I was watching the film, I was thinking, of course, about our own democracy here in the United States right now. I feel we're so jaded here sometimes about democracy. We really take it for granted. And this is a question for you both. I imagine you might have different feelings, you being raised in the U.S. and raised in Tunisia, Sarah. That did you find the excitement and passion of your characters for building this democracy from the ground up? Did you find that contagious? Do you feel more optimistic than you used to before you made the film? Jesse?
I would say yes. And it's funny because Emna, Bassem, and Jahora were able to come to the film's grand opening in New York a couple months ago. And it was the first time they'd seen the film together. And in the Q&A after, Bassem and Emna, they were like, they're in the thick of it. It's still really hard there. And, you know, they were a little bit, they were down, I would say. And I said to Bassem, I said, you know, we were there on those election days, and you guys, everybody to a person that we saw, met, talked to, there was so much excitement and so much enthusiasm. And the amount that Tunisia's actually been able to accomplish from an outsider's perspective is amazing. Like, they have an amazing, they actually did, it was late, but they managed to write an amazingly progressive constitution, especially for the region. They actually have had two, depending how you count them, but successful democratic elections, and with a full change of power, a full transitioning of power. So to me, for all of those reasons, yes, I was very hopeful.
Sarah?
I definitely left the process of making the film with this feeling that it's amazing how much Tunisia was able to accomplish in such a short period of time. Democracy is really complicated, and I think that, am I optimistic about the world in general, about democracy? I think it's a good reminder that democracy is complicated, and we're living that right now, right? Your side's not always going to be in power, and that's for better or for worse. And I think that we need to figure out a way to be comfortable with the repercussions of democracy, unless we find a whole different way of working things, which I just can't imagine. So I think that overall, I would say my outlook is probably pretty optimistic in general for the future.
And what exactly do you mean by the repercussions of democracy?
Well, I mean, different people come into power, and so you might not agree with their philosophies. And so you might, because of the fact, if it's a democratic system, people will get upset about something, and then democracy, the people in power will change. Whether that changes towards something you agree with or not is the big question. You might not be happy with the results.
Did you want to add something, Jesse?
When Emna says toward the end of the process, she says, you know, regardless of how I feel about the outcome of this election, meaning the final election, now, before, nobody cared about what happens in the government, and now everybody cares and everybody knows. I didn't know the names of ministers, and now I know. And I would say that one of the things that I have found really hopeful about our own democratic processes, much like Tunisia. I mean, shoot, you know, I've experienced election losses, you know, of my party, and it was relatively status quo. And I think now for myself and a lot of my peers, we care a lot more and we're a lot more involved and a lot more inclined, like Sarah was saying, you know, to march and to care and to get our children involved in a way that we certainly weren't, or I wasn't growing up in the 80s, for example.